American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. It's Sean Kennedy reporting from the Internet for Monday, January the 4th. The year is 2010, and, well, not much has really changed, but it all basically looks like the worst part of all the cyberpunk books from the 80s. And you're listening to Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit Rep on Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today, just like we have for the last 10 years. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are taking part in that too, so you get to go to jail as well. You can follow up on all these news stories and check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can get there by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free broadcast brought to you by, that can be heard on, not brought to you by, but can also be distributed by, so these people also go to jail. Rant Radio Talk, Red Mercury, SESRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes, Podcast.com, Podcast Alley, and every Thursday night at 7 p.m., thanks to Temporal Shifting, you can catch us here at Second Life Node Archers, 155-74-666, and other people, because this is due to Temporal Shifting. This is actually being recorded on New Year's Eve, 2009, so we're talking about the future from the past inside of virtual reality, along with Yuka Saki Tak, Spider Mike Sophia, Q, Plump Dragon, Phoenix, who's a sexy, sexy author, yes, she is, Morps, Cade, Griffin, Fuchikoma, Dawn, Damian Khan, Cyborg, Scientist, he gets both names, Bald Traveler Shan, Aoe, Numinox, and Angelus, Wirefly. So very good to see all of you here, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Sumerian.
Greetings from the future.
Greetings from, you know, somewhere out there, or the past. Probably more than likely,
yes,
the past, because, you know, somebody maybe, yes, this is, like, downloaded. Sometimes I wonder, what if this is downloaded, like, 15 years from now? Or somebody, this is the episode that survives, you know, 15
the only
years
one
later, you know? Some kid, like, downloads, what were they talking about? Like, oh, it's, wow, I guess that was really far out for them and stuff, you know? And they kind of suck, but, you know, the music's not bad. So
and by the time you hear this, Rant has turned 11.
Yes, 11 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
11 years and a day. Yes, on January 3rd, we will have had a Rant meet in Vancouver, celebrating that fact.
Right, right. Well, you know, you wind up... right. Now, for the Rant meet, is there anything... Well, it doesn't really matter, because that's, again, in the past.
It's in the past.
So we can't... But we haven't done it yet. So although it's in the past, we can't talk to you about it, because you're not cleared for that. And as well,
right.
Radio 99 is transmitting us on a frequency of 6673.3 kilohertz. You can find us there. I'd like to send a special New Year's, New Decade shout-out to my buddy Vavrick, all his craziness, because he just had a baby. And everybody likes people who have babies. So, you know, it's kind of a scary time to have kids, you know?
Yeah.
It is a scary time to have kids right now. I mean, I don't know if that would be something that I would really, you know, want to do at this point in time. I think that I may have,
I can't imagine the bedtime stories that you would tell to your children.
it would be one of those kind of things where I, like, not to rip on poor Vav there. You know, he's already got the kid. He can't,
yes,
put it back. You know, so he's got this baby now.
Well, you could try, but it's hard.
Well, it is kind of hard, and it's pretty illegal in most countries. You know, so you can't really
yes,
do,
most countries,
do much about that. But, you know, hey, you know, having kids now, he's not the only one. Lots of people do it. Lots of people do it. You know, they have the
kids. Oh, yeah.
And
somebody's got to.
Well, you know, I'm not a breeder. You know, I'm one of the denizens of
neither
death over here. You know, I'm just, you know, we don't have any concept of family. I like families. I like kids. I like Christmas, apple pie, Santa Claus. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I must like mothers. I like you know, women with large, healthy bosoms. You know, that kind of translates to some level. I haven't checked. Did I swear yet? Have I swore yet? I want to try to clean up.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no? Okay.
You so haven't sworn.
We're going to try to keep that down. You know, so if you get this, if you get this show, we're going to try. That's one of the, yet again, we're going to try to clean up the show so that, because it's difficult. And I had an experience, you know, the other day where I was listening to a Psytrance channel. No, it wasn't. It was a hard dance channel or some.
Hard dance. Yeah. Oots, oots, oots.
Yes, it's a variance of oots, 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 right? But it's far more subtle than that. Like, if people who are into that kind of music, and I've got to say that I'm getting kind of into that music. I really enjoy it. I think it's great.
Well, you've liked it for a long time now.
I have.
You've liked it for a long time.
I have, and I've sort of...
I mean, it's very energetic. It's up music. It gets you moving, gets your blood flowing, right?
Well, it depends on the genre, actually. I've now gotten to the point where I can tell the difference between psytrance and, like, hardcore and hard dance, right? Like,
ooh.
I can tell... Ooh, yeah, yeah.
An aficionado.
Yeah,
ooh.
I'm getting all like, yes, this wine has legs, yes. You know, let me spit in the
lot
bucket.
Of nose to this psytrance.
Yes, yes, I like it very much. I think we should, you know, whatever. Get me a horse or a little boy so I may spit in the bucket that he carries. Yeah, that'd be lovely. So this is, you know, so I'm kind of going that way, which is directly related, actually, to the album release that Tax come out with. His latest album's pretty good. Well, but that's...
Oh,
you know,
God, it's amazing.
No, let's not go off the top. It's a good album. Okay, it's the best ever.
Well, come...
But, I mean, he's...
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, yeah, yeah.
It's definitely the best. I listened to half of it today,
album.
And I was like, wow, this is great. Well, yes. But his vocals have improved. His music has improved. It's less muddy. It's very clear. It's very listenable. I love it.
Well,
it's
I checked out the whole album. I checked out the. I'm excited.
Oh.
I'm totally excited. Yeah, I listened to the whole album while I was making the show format today, because I was able to do that. So I actually have a quite a critique that I'm going, because I'm not doing the guy any favors if you know. Well, I'm not.
Of course, I'm
straight up.
If it's,
you know,
crap, it's crap, right? Yeah, if it's not good, then it's not going to get play, right?
And you know, but then again, too, it's also I'm talking about my own personal preferences. Stuff like that, but we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. He's got a nice little tribute. He's got a nice little tribute song on the album for me. So I was like,
I didn't get to that.
No, it's kind of good. But anyway, we'll talk about that later in the show. Let's not jump the show. But it is the New Year's show. So for those of you listening to the show, wondering where you're going to get the straight dope about the future, it would be me, because at least I'm telling you what I really think. You know. So you got one brain giving it to you how he honestly feels. I don't know if that's valuable or not. Hopefully it is. I want to start the show off with something that Paladin sent in. I thought it was a really good quote. And quote, "I see in the future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. As a result of war, corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption in high places will follow. And the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of a war." And that was from Abraham Lincoln in 1864. You know, so that's a little while ago.
The more it changes, the more it stays the same.
Yeah, you know, meet the new boss, the same as the old boss. You know, which I think that if you wanted to move ahead, a lot of these guys are doing hard resistance and stuff like that. They get all mad at me because I'm talking about, you know, hey, maybe you should, you know, have a different approach to how to deal with these things. Like, you know, that's why I like covert, convert, and conquer. That's the best way to do it, right? You get in there, infiltrate, and you get these people swung over before you know it. You got a little bit of power, and you can move forwards like that. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it, winning of hearts and minds. You're not going to get – and that is just conflict. Okay, that's the only way that you're going to live in the long term, or going to win in the long term. And the best way to do that is by getting people to communicate and to talk and to have media and whatnot. And it's the same way that our North American culture has been destroyed. How do they destroy it? It's one of the greatest cultures in the world had ever seen. And yet now it's completely shattered and broken. And why? It's television, right? The media got a hold of it, screwed it up. That's the problem, you know. So, you know, luckily everybody's going to be getting off and trying alternative media, which is where Rant Media comes into play. And, of course, we've got, you know, 10 years of this crap pumping it out there, drawing people in who need to know about what's going on in day-to-day life. And now with you, Sim, you've got your own show. You've got the Pirate Radio, Pirate Broadcast. You did your show today, did you not?
Yes, I did. I do my best on that kind of thing. But, you know, it's hard doing it on your own. Nobody to bounce ideas off of. But I slog through it and get an hour out each week.
Yeah, well, I think it's good for you. It's good for you. It gives you some strength. Yeah. I mean, if you can yell for an hour, I mean, you're doing pretty good. You know, most people can't do it.
Yeah.
If you listen to a lot of these radio programs, man, if those poodles don't have, like, 20 monkeys propping them up, they can't do a thing. You know, seriously.
Where's my teleprompter? It's gone off again. I need my teleprompter.
Seriously, it's like I'm going to go get this coffee can, punch a hole in it, tie some wire to it, string it across to another pole, and start yelling at the coffee can with my burlap robes on, and maybe somebody will hear that shit. You know, that's pretty much the way I approach the show. It seems to work okay. There was a chick who did an article. She was like one of these, like, scene whores. I guess that's like a thing now. You, like, make yourself big in a certain, you know, you just, you become watched and a very watched person. So
yeah.
Essentially the same thing that I've done. Only
you make your presence known.
They got big numbers.
There all the time.
Yeah, they got
you big
numbers.
You jump in front of the camera. Yeah.
And they got, like, you know, their Facebook has, like, 38 million people on it, which I'm like, there's no way that these 38 million people give a fuck, you know, even remotely about
no,
you.
No, they
but,
don't.
You know.
No, you just befriend everybody and anybody, and you spam everybody. Join my channel, and I'll give you a smile, or, you know, things like that.
Oh, that's a good point. I wonder, is whore a curse word? No, it's not. Whore is it's not a very pleasant word. But I don't think it would qualify
no.
as a...
It's quite a strong word.
Oh, but I didn't finish
it
that
would
story.
Get past the FCC.
I didn't...
Yeah. Which story?
Well, I was talking about why I wanted to stop swearing, right?
You didn't.
And I was listening to this trance, and it was like... right? And I was driving along, and my wife's in the other room. And all of a sudden, it you know, as this Euro trance does, it cuts to this, like, you know, semi-segue cut of, you know, this person, you know, swearing... mixed in with the dance beat, right? But they're dropping, like, C bombs and F bombs and, you know, all this kind of stuff, like, super shotgun in. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, because I'm worried she's going to come in here and search the computer and find my porn. I can't have that, right? So, you know, because if she hears that,
yes.
I might get her thinking that way. And then, bang, the porn is exposed. You're busted. You know.
It's all over.
It's all over, but the crying, right? So, but, anyway, you know, it was a little bit shocking. So I was thinking, well, if people are listening to the show, and all of a sudden I'm like, right? And, you know, they're trying to, you know, explain to people that they're not crazy, and, you know, a lot of people.
Because they got to go, they got to listen to the show in the basement with headphones in a dark corner, and just stay away from their parents. They can't turn up the speakers, and they're embarrassed, right?
Well, the truth is, everybody knows I'm not going to be able to stop swearing. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that, you know. So I would imagine by this stage of the game, you're probably listening to the show on headphones. Because, you know,
yes.
Well, and if you're playing it out loud, people are like, it's kind of like a weapon. You know, if you see somebody playing with a really sharp straight razor, and you're a little bit more experienced, you walk over there, you're like, hey, you should probably not play with that straight razor like that, because, you know, you're going to hurt yourself. Same thing with the show. Like, people are listening to Newsreel, then it'll be played in a public place. People come and be like, hey, you know, that's Sean on the radio there. He might, you know, you might want to turn it. There's other people here. You know, you got to be careful with that Sean guy. You know, he gets the brain going and uses punctuation and swearing and stuff. And this guy here is fantastic. Now, we got this email back in, this feedback, beautiful piece of feedback. I love, not wanting to be arrested. Another good reason not to have that blaring on a loudspeaker, which is getting to be more of a,
that's true,
a reality
yes.
now. But we got this feedback. Here, which is, of course, written by someone whose English is not the first language. I love that. Hi, I just discovered your rage and will fight for truth and human right. I feel very near. I have been lucky to spend time in Kala, and I almost understand everything you say. Many people would share in France, but French people don't speak English. Only if there was just subtitles in English. Many young and old hippies would feel better knowing that American people are not TV brainless, and that some of them are really free-minded. In other words, bravo! Et merci, Pascal le Français! Hear you later! Sorry, See you guys later, and watch out! By Pato! So we've got the Resistance. We got the...
he has discovered your rage.
Yes, he
your
has.
Rage.
Yes, my... He has, no, he hasn't discovered my rage. He has discovered my rage. Yes. Another word? Bravo. Yeah, I love it. Brilliant, you know. Love the guy.
It is.
And
I,
should,
I love that kind
that,
of stuff.
Can we get subtitles in... he's free.
Yeah,
he's
we'll
in
get
France,
right on that.
People are like... You know, they hate my accents. I'm sorry. I can't do a Parisian accent. You know, I can't. I don't know it. So, it's French, you know. And maybe this guy's... Yeah. He probably, you know... Forget. You can make your own accent up. I should... Hey, you know a movie I watched, speaking of accents? Sorry to,
which movie?
To run from this. I watched Goldfinger. What a fantastic movie that is. If you have not watched Goldfinger, man... Oh. You need to watch Goldfinger again. That movie just does
I have an
not
aversion. I have an aversion to James Bond.
No
cheesiness.
Way.
I just
I'm
going to
pick
it.
Up. Well, they got them on cheap now, right? They got the ultimate James Bond collection. I never really realized how much it's like James Bond, the lifestyle. Like, people really dig James Bond. Like, James Bond has some crazy fans. And people know I like James Bond. I mean, how can you not? You know, you don't like James Bond. Big shock.
The super spy. Yeah.
Well, you know, you amaze me sometimes, you know? But anyway, like, how could you not like James Bond? It's like, you know, did you like Armies
of Darkness? I like
the gadget
side of things.
Did you like Armies of Darkness?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I did.
Forgiven,
I did.
Because I'd like not be friends with you if you didn't like
Well, I know
Armies
that.
Of
oh, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like,
well, that's a requirement.
Projects. Seriously, that's a good walk test. All the guy walks out there, if you want to you know if she's the right chick for you, I don't care what she looks like. If she doesn't like Armies of Darkness, get the hell away from them, okay? They're demon
it's
armies.
It's all over.
Run.
Yep, she is that thing in Armies of Darkness, in the pit with the water.
That's right. You will find yourself becoming that guy walking through the supermarket with the demon harpy. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy, because we all know the guy I'm talking about. That's what you want to watch out for.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway... Goldfinger, fantastic. You know, lasers, James Bond getting, you know, you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. I mean, that's the one that's from. I mean, it's brilliant. Smacks the chick on the butt and is like, run along, honey, this is men talk.
Jeez.
I'm like nodding at my wife and stuff like that.
In the good old days.
Oh, yeah. I was pulling the man talk line all night long, man. It was just,
run
along, sweetie. This is man talk. Yeah, it's a good way to get a leg across. Yeah. But, it's a good time.
Sleeping in the dog bed.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't really care. You know, I think it's worth it. Just to be like, shocking. You know, Gold Bottle. Go check that shit out. That's just the awesomeness. Crypto news. Let's get into some news. I'm gonna pass any other thing with the dude in France because everyone hates my accent. In crypto news from Wyandi, cell phone industry group calls the research illegal. This is why you can't do
illegal research.
That's illegal. What? For 21 years, the same encryption algorithm, A51, has been employed to protect the privacy of calls under the Global Systems for Mobile Communications, GSM. Standard. While with GSM standard encompassing 80% of calls worldwide, AT&T and T-Mobile use it within the United States, far more than the leading rival standard CDMA. This could certainly be considered a pretty good run. However, someone has finally deciphered and published a complete analysis of the standard's encryption techniques in an effort to expose their weaknesses to prompt improvement. That's what they say, but actually someone's just hacked it, and now they've hacked GSM. Carl Snoll, a 28-year-old German native. He's a German native.
Native.
I'm a native German. Yeah, what is that?
Not just German. German native.
He must be blonde. Reportedly cracked the code. He has published his findings in the computer and electronics hacking community. Mr. Knoll, who cites a strong interest in protecting the privacy of citizens against snooping from any party, says that his work showcases the outdated algorithm's flaws. So... The Chaos Communication Congress 4-day conference of computer hackers that runs through Wednesday in Berlin. He revealed his accomplishments. He described showing that existing GSM security is inadequate. We're trying to push operators to adopt better security measures for mobile phone calls. So the bottom line that we're getting from this story, blah, 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 other than giving you cancer, they are also hideously insecure. Anything you say over a cell phone is going to be broadcast in the clear. Okay.
Yep, the GSM party is over.
Yeah, so, you know, don't be doing the touch tone credit card thing over cell phones anymore. Don't do that.
No.
Don't check your credit cards from a landline. Wait! Bummer, because in freak news, yes, it's true, the heyday of the AT&T monopoly era, the telco's legendary CEO, John DeBoots, had an acronym for the company's main product. He christened it POTS, a.k.a. the plain old telephone service, delivered over Ma Bell's copper wire public switch telephone network. Half a century later, AT&T says it's time for POTS to die, and wants the Federal Communications Commission to schedule its funeral. So they want to turn off the plain old telephone system, which I think is the worst idea ever. Because the plain old telephone system works without power. It works if the power goes out. It's a really bad idea to get rid of that. POTS and PSTN are relics of a bygone era. AT&T broke up with the FCC. Just like, you know, writing. Just before the holidays, due to technological advances, changes in consumer preference, and market forces, the question is not when, the question is when, not if POTS service and the PSTN over which it's provided will become obsolete. The company says it wants the agency to solicit public comments for a firm deadline on the phase count of both, and should ask what that deadline should be. So they want to get rid of it because there's a lot of cost involved with maintaining it. Right.
Mm, yeah.
You got physical lines.
Probably feeding the power over those lines, and physical lines as well.
You gotta have tax, they gotta go out there. The cost of maintaining it is huge. So let's just get rid of it. We don't have to have copper, we could salvage that, we could turn that. This is a huge moneymaker. It's a huge cost to have POTS going off and doing all this stuff. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. POTS is going to pot. The FCC, of course, knows it has to get going on this transaction. In fact, AT&T is responding to a notice of inquiry the agency put out earlier this month on how to move all protocol phone systems. How to move to an all-internet protocol phone system. So what they want to do is they want to put everything on an internet protocol system, which I think is like a good reason to go get your ham radio license. Right there?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
That's right.
You know, because they're going to be turning off the phones.
That's right, and you need something reliable, and the ham is the way to go for something reliable that you can do without the telephone system. You can do it on your own.
Exactly, and let's be fair. I'm not really the most trusting sort of individual when it comes to the government's love of me, because I remember things like. I remember Katrina. Do you remember Katrina? Because nobody else seems to remember Katrina. I don't know why that is, but it seems like everybody's memory got really freaking short since Hurricane Katrina. Do you remember when the power went out there and it was like nobody gave a shit about those people at all for like many days on end, and there was people like putting still alive on their roofs and stuff? Nobody seems to talk about that anymore. That's ancient fucking history now. Ancient history. Along with the LA riots. Nobody talks about those either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Rodney King riots and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. No, no one talks about that. It's just, one of those things that slips away into the past. Nobody really talks about it. Now, would you like to make a prophecy for 2010, Sim? Would you like to make take your crack at it? You got any predictions for me?
No, I'm not a soothsayer as you are for future telling.
Well,
you seem to be able to see into the future much better.
Here's what's going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
In eco-terrorism news, let me give you a little bit of foresight here about what's going to come down the pipe. I posted this story earlier, but I'm going to cover it in Israel here. The whaling campaign leader, the guy, who I'm talking about, Paul Watson, cannot rule out lives or vessels being lost in the anti-whaling battle heats up. Yeah, you can bet it won't be his fat ass getting killed. He'll get his people killed, but I bet you his fat ass won't get killed. His ship, Steve Irwin, docked in Hobart yesterday, along with the glitz and glamour of the Sydney Hobart's yacht, became an attraction in itself. The racial ship between the crew on the Sea Shepherd Group's vessel and the Japanese whalers is as stormy as ever. Captain Watson said that with the whaling fleet... Now, if I get my own boat, I can be Captain Kennedy.
Yes.
You know, I could be.
Yes, you can.
I can be, or I'd be Captain TFM, which I'd make them print that. said that with the whaling fleet now protected by the military's security ships, the Japanese were more aggressive than ever. I cannot say we won't get hurt or killed, but it's not our intent to hurt anyone. But if they kill us, that's not our fault. We are in a very remote and hostile area of the ocean, and anything can happen. We do have the experience and the expertise to keep us safe as we possibly can. It will be aggressive. The Japanese government has said that. We are not going to move. If they're going to carry on with their mission, there is going to be a collision. That is bound to happen. In just 3 weeks since the anti-whaling expedition began, two major conflicts have already occurred, including the loose use of lasers by the crew of the super-fast trimaran, the 80 Gil, to distract the Japanese. Now, this is that they got that really fast.
That's funny.
They got
look
that.
At the bright light. Look at the bright light. Look at the bright light.
Well, no. It's funny if they're not using dazzlers, then that's okay. But if they're using dazzlers, that's like you could burn out people's eyes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so at that level, I'm kind of like, what are you doing, guys, with the with the lasers? Well, you know, I'd like to know what the big, you know, 50,000-foot plan is. I mean, anyway, let's see what's going to
make life difficult for the Japanese. I think that's where their big plan is, as much as possible.
Well, sure, but the problem here is that, you know, what they're doing
is they're trying to make it so costly that they don't want to whale anymore, which will take a lot, I would think.
Oh, probably, yeah, probably. But we'll just have to see what they do. You know, we'll have to see what their big plan is. I think that my prophecy on this particular situation is going to be that somebody's going to get really badly hurt, and it's going to turn into this. It'll become some kind of an event. They'll be like, this will turn into the ecological. He'll martyr himself is what he's going to do. Because if you think Steve,
yes,
if you think that Paul Watson is in this not to get martyred, I mean, what's he going to do? You know, this game's getting old on him. Is he going to give his life protecting the sea or whatever the fuck he thinks he's doing? Fair ball. You know, you go do that. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit pissed off because he's putting a lot of people in harm's way. Like a lot of people in harm's way. And a lot of them are just kids. They don't really know what the hell they're doing. They're not thinking clearly. And it's kind of brutal what he's doing here. I think he's exploiting people is what I think he's doing. And although I agree with the mission, you know, I agree with the mission, he doesn't have, you know, the mandate. I thought that, you know, a good way to, you know, solve this would be to determine, if you could determine that the Japanese are breaking the law, right? Then you've got grounds. But if
they're not breaking the Japanese law. They're using what 1,100 whales a year that they hunt for scientific research purposes.
Yeah, but the bottom line is they got it signed by a judge and it's legal, right?
That's
it's crappy.
True. Yep.
It's crappy.
Yep.
But it's legal. So if we're either going to respect the law or we're not. And if we're not,
well, I think Paul Watson sees himself as being civil disobedience, right?
And what laws do you support, right? I mean, we're all pirate, you know, internet media, you know, what if the law is wrong? This is what the Paul Watson thing has a lot of, you know, cognitive dissonance for me. You know, I can't agree with what he's doing because there's Japanese sailors on that boat just trying to make money. And you got to bear in mind that everybody talks about Paul Watson, you know, like he's some big hero, but nobody talks about all the loggers that he injured and all the people who, like, got really seriously mutilated by his tree spiking campaigns. Paul Watson is not a nice guy, okay? Paul Watson doesn't give a fuck about people, okay? He hurts people. The guy is the face of eco-terrorism. And, you know, if he goes and throws himself in front of the cleaver, I really don't care. I really don't. I'm just like, dude, you know, whatever. If you're going to be all... The only thing that's crappy, though, is I bet you he's going to get some of his people killed. And that's just...
Oh, probably. It sounds like he's stepping up his game, right? They're getting water cannons and stuff.
And
I think I saw that picture you posted. Yeah.
I mean, it's...
But I think he takes it as he doesn't care about people, because if he kills one person, it saves X number of lives of whales, right? So he's putting people's lives on the scale with the whales.
Yeah, which unfortunately I'm kind of a human supremacist, morally. You know, I believe that humans are the top of everything. You know, I'm sort of that way. I mean, the reason why, of course, is because, you know, in case of alien attack, you can't really be a very good human. Like, no one could ever rationalize me into saying that, yeah, you know what, the human race is inferior and we should respect our overlord masters. Wrong. Okay, that's not going to happen. Okay, and anybody tries to convince, well, if you just see things my way, you know, you'll understand. No. Forget it, man. That's a bad idea. Now
we should all live in peace and harmony and not kill the animals.
Under our robot masters. You know, that's the problem. is if you throw the robot masters thing in there, that's when I have trouble with that. However, this being the next decade that's coming in, I mean, Paul Watson, well, we'll see how he's going to wind up. But I want to get away from him because he makes my brain hurt. He really does. He makes my head hurt a lot. I'd like to back him. I'd like to back him, I would, but I also have to you know, make sure that I don't wind up on too many terrorist watch lists, and one of the quickest ways to get yourself so you'd never be able to travel again is to be involved in any way with the Sea Shepherd Society, because they were putting limpet mines on boats, they injure people. I cannot endorse their tactics. I endorse their mission, I think their mission is a good idea, but...
It's just their tactics, the way they go about doing it.
Yeah, exactly, man. You can't do that shit. You can't be out there, you know, injuring people. Because that's what they're doing. They're injuring. Yeah. They're putting people at risk. If they were all super ninja and were like sabotaging the boat, I would still. I'd laugh a lot more, and I wouldn't be worried because they're not, you know, putting people in harm's way. But it depends. Some days I look at that and I'm like, wow, you know, I could totally dig that. I just watched Blue Planet, got some footage of a blue whale and some of the stuff that's going on. You can totally understand why people would, you know, give their lives for this sort of thing. You know, but...
oh, for sure, yeah.
But again, always want to, you know, I don't know, survival. That's key. don't get yourself dead for anybody or anything. You know, that's sort of a big grand idea.
Because once you're dead, you can't really contribute much anymore.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems of being dead. Nobody likes dead. Really a bummer. And now, of course, I usually try... to stay away from vaporware. Okay, I don't do
vaporware. Yeah, because it gets you all excited about something and it never shows up. And you run the story again the next year and it's still not here, but it still sounds exciting. And it's just a big bummer when it never happens.
Exactly. And so I want to, I'd like to try to, you know, remove that. But, you know, hey, it's a 2010 show, so I'm going to give a bit of an update here. We got some Thermoptic Cam. That's one of the big ones, right? Cloaking devices. That's been on the way for a while. There's been a breakthrough from Renegade Rabbit. This breakthrough of a major importance in the quest for magnetic metamaterials in which light rays can be deflected in every possible direction. This is like Predator, you know, Thermoptic Cam kind of stuff going on. This could make it, this could make it possible to produce perfect lenses and in the fullness of time, another really vaporware.
In the fullness of time,
even so invisibility good. Cloaks. The update here, the artificial metal material studied by the researchers consists of very small U-shaped metal nano rings, as opposed to just rings.
Buzzwords.
Yes,
nano rings.
This is not an internet broadcast pirate radio show. This is a nano pirate radio show. This is nano radio pirate show.
We're on the e-cutting edge.
We're on the e-cutting edge in the blogosphere. You know, with my podcast. The electromagnetic field of light drives changes back and forth, thereby inducing an alternating current in each U shape. The tiny opening at the top of the ring makes sure that the current zooms around the frequencies of the light. Essentially, the little rings do magic tricks, and light bends. Okay, sort of gets kind of technical with this whole thing. It's 500 million times per second. It starts messing with light. So they've got some advances going on in...
I guess you got to dream it up first to make it reality later.
Well, they're working on it. As little grains of sand build up towards that, that's always good. I'm excited about the future that way. And, of course, you can't really have Thermoptic Cam without laser guns. So I got a laser gun update from Germany. The military is inching closer to using laser weapons on the battlefield after recent tests in which lasers were used to shoot down a drone aircraft that were fired from an airplane to damage a vehicle on the ground. Now, I covered that story. The Air Force recently test-fired its advanced tactical laser, the ATL, from a C-130 Hercules, scorching a truck's hood. So, trucks beware. And last month, the Army Air Force teamed with Boeing for a demonstration in which lasers on the ground shot down drones at China Lake, California. Laser weapon projects in the works are the Navy, include the Navy's powerful free electron laser, the advanced tactical laser, the laser Avenger, which, hey, there's a project, which was used to shoot down the drones. So the laser Avenger is shooting down planes. The technology is there, says Scott McFeeters, senior researcher at the Engineering of the Army's Programs Executive Office's Missiles and Space in Huntsville, Alabama. The Army's Programs Executive Office of Missiles and Space, APEOMS, APILMS, in Huntsville, Alaska, where we need to do is get the system put into more rugged configurations. One of the reasons the Army is interested in lasers is because it's cool. And lasers travel at the speed of light, which means such systems have a quick reaction time.
Pretty quick.
I guess. Yeah. That's kind of different about reaction time. But anyway, McFeeters, some laser weapons in the Army are working on could be ready in as little as 6 months. But fielding those weapons would take longer due to procurement and production process. It could take 2 or 3 years to put it together. And let's not forget, you got to train the monkey on the other end to use this thing too, right? Let's go give the Marines a bunch of lasers. That's a good idea.
Go to it.
They're good guys, you know, really, but don't leave them alone with, like, multi-million dollars worth of equipment. The Navy has spent $120 million on FEL research since 1997 and hopes to develop such a weapon to knock anti-ship missiles out of the sky and defeat other threats to its fleet by 2025. Other uses include taking out smaller ships, including, that's right, pirate skiffs. So they want to get lasers to shoot pirate skiffs. I don't really... Oh, I wonder if that's so that they can do that from the air. You know, you got a drone, put a laser on it, and you've got the the drone going pew, 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 and nails the pirate ship. You know, and of course, there's very little evidence of that, right? So it's
Put a camera on that, sell it as a TV show. It's a hit.
It's a laser hit. Now, luckily, I have actually linked to a picture which I was able to put in the show, but it's an update on brain chip technology. This is your neuro chip update because brain chips, as I've been saying, they're going to be a big part of the future. We're going to be seeing more and more brain chips.
Oh, yeah.
And as they bring in
There's
augmented reality.
There's more and more
reality,
stories all the time about that.
It's going to be augmented reality is going to be put on the brain chip. If you want to have augmented reality and all the coolness that augmented reality is, you're probably going to need one of these chips. So what they got here is they're talking, this is a breakdown of where they're doing the research. They've got some cognition enhancement chips, future brain chips implanted to allow data to be transmitted directly to the brain while the subject is sleeping. That's, they've also got the idea.
I know kung fu.
Yeah, exactly. Alzheimer's and it'll cure everything from Alzheimer's to simple absent-mindedness. Well, what is absent-mindedness, you know?
Where are my keys?
And let's
my
not forget the
keys.
Sex chip, right? Increase the pleasure of one experiences during sex. The same technology
Never
is basic.
Leave the house.
The technology is the same as the ones to treat Parkinson's disease. Electrodes produce tiny shocks to stimulate the brain, stimulating similar to the treatment of Parkinson's disease. That mod, cognitive enhancement chip, yeah, I'll take one of those. Sex chip,
yes.
No, that sounds like a monkey for my back. I don't think I'm going to do that.
No kidding.
That's scary.
Here's the sex chip, and here's a button to set it off. You just wouldn't leave the house. You'd starve to death, like, just pressing this button.
Well, yeah, and you've got the whole, like, they'll partner up with Real Doll, and it'll be like buying, you know, the iPod with the Nike watch or whatever.
Injection of morphine into your brain.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a little bit improved hearing, though. Cochlear implants, right? They got that on the go. Okay,
yes.
I'll take another 4 points there. How much have I got before I'm allowed cyber psychosis? I've got a little bit more. We got brain pacemakers to prevent neurons from firing that create seizures. So if, you know, I'm getting too wired up, I can get a chip that prevents me from having a seizure. They can reverse, of course, paralysis. The big one is the brain-computer interface. That's the scary one. That's the scary one. Because if you cross that brain-computer interface with the sex chip, well, Second Life gets a lot more interesting. Let's put it that way. And, of course, the same brace pacemakers are used to stave off seizures have been proven to eliminate chronic depression. Well, Sim, that's what I need. Could you imagine how messed up that
happy
would be?
Happy all the time.
Well, even for the show, it'd be like we'd film it. Sean's going to get the brain chip to eliminate his depression. I think people would be like, you'd be like totally considered unethical at that point. No one would be like, Sim, you have to stop, Sim. And I'd be like, Sim.
The show wouldn't be very interesting. All you'd be reporting on is happy news about cats getting rescued out of trees.
Happy news for happy people with happy problems.
Exactly.
The problem is, of course, that... you know, that'd be an interesting way to see that. That would be the most fitting end to Newsreel, is that Sean gets arrested, take it away, and then they put a chip in my head, and I come back and I'm like, "Hi, everyone, it's the show.
Everything's good now."
I was watching. I think they should forgive Tiger Woods. I really think they should. Because,
oh God!
You know. He's got a lot of pressure, and he's tried really hard, and I don't understand why his personal life should be involved with, you know.
Let's do celebrity news.
Maybe
we'll get more listeners, eh? Shoot to number one.
Leave
we'll celebrity
Britney
news.
Spears alone.
Exactly.
No, kill me now. Okay, like seriously, I would be expecting the pillow over the face at any minute now.
I'll put the pillow over your face. I'll throw a drinking fountain through the window and run off into the hills.
I think that would be a fitting end to the Sean Kennedy character too, because you have all these or you treat it like a Kill Bill episode where Sean got turned into some corporate slave. And you could totally, or better still, I'm forced to broadcast for Best Buy, and I do product reviews for Best Buy. So
corporate broadcasting.
So of course, all the people who are free
like
and
do something illegal, and the judge sentences you to corporate broadcasting.
Right. You know. So they mod me, and people in Europe and the rest of the world, they send assassins to come kill me to make up for the fact that because I did so much free media. And they just get... So the guy who kills Sean Kennedy and who frees him, right, release Sean. They have to... So you could make a whole film about that. These, you know, these guys showing up, duck down, down, duck down, duck duck down, you know, getting off the plane with the guitar case and everything. It'd be great. Good films, you know.
And they could justify it that you have so much media out there, you exist in the ether.
Well, it's like watching Videodrome. So if you go watch Videodrome,
your body doesn't need to exist anymore.
No.
You've been broken. Your body is done. You don't need to exist.
You're resampled.
Remixed.
And if they don't kill this infected Sean, if they don't free the infected Sean, the one who's it'll corrupt the digital Sean because the more media that this broken one puts out, you see, that's
right.
Yeah, that's how it works.
More noise to less and less signal.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I'm setting myself up for a really bad stalker incident here.
that's right.
Very, very bad idea. Yeah. Look at how he's dressed. Now, you're going to love this one here, Simmy. In Forbidden History News, you skeptics. You filthy relative morality skeptics. Yes.
Okay.
You and your ivory towers who think you have all the answers about the world. Who don't believe in things like Atlantis. Well, a group of Florida-based technical divers is poised to solve a new age / ancient mystery near the island of Bimini in the Bahamas, 50 miles off the south coast of Florida. Gainesville, the Gainesville-based Global Underwater Explorers, which I believe Global Underwater Explorers is the same guys who are working with I was thinking Clive Cussler's group. Global Underwater Explorers is a different outfit. They're like another diving outfit, but they're best known for mapping massive underground springs in North Florida. Have been hired by a Virginia-based nonprofit group to try to uncover evidence of the lost continent of Atlantis. Now, this would be the sweetest dive contract ever.
No kidding.
The Association for Research and Enlightenment, AR.
Enlightenment.
Research and Enlightenment. Not just Enlightenment. It's the Association of Research and Enlightenment. Called AR.
Okay.
AR. Is devoted to the teachings of the late Edgar Cayce, one of America's best-known psychics. Dubbed the Sleeping Prophet. Hey, now, come on now. Keep the mind open. Don't let the Venus vibe flytrap of your brain slam shut just yet. Cayce died more than 60 years ago after making predictions, both accurate and otherwise.
Oh,
I love the way that's phrased.
And otherwise.
Accurate and otherwise. About thousands of topics and events. Cayce weighed in on a variety of subjects. Everything that was diagnosing medical problems and detailed effects of El Nino on ocean currents and the weather. One of his readings and rendings, while talking to sleep, was that Atlantis will rise near Bellini in 1969.
69, okay. You say?
Yeah. In 1968, Miamian, which is a really strange title.
Interesting.
Miamian DJ Manson Valentine was flying over the Bimini Islands when he spotted a mysterious U-shaped stone formation in the shallow waters north of Bimini, has been since dubbed the Bimini Road. It was first surveyed the following year. For 40 years, our members have been trying to prove that the road might lead to the discovery of Atlantis. You know,
40 so, years.
Well, you know, they're working on it.
That's a long time.
Well, some of these guys are pretty old. You know, it takes them a little while to, you know, get up the stairs and stuff. You know, they got to listen to our bell.
True.
You know, they gotta do that stuff. Hey, you know what? Sunken cities, lost psychics, that's a good enough for me. I'm in. I'm all in. Yeah, let me just get the guns. We're good. I would
guess that...
Somebody get that intern at 2 o'clock. We're going. You know, that's just how
it's
going.
I guess underwater archaeology is quite a go.
Yes.
That would take a while to do stuff underwater.
Oh, sure. Well, they've only had the dive kit since Jacques come out with it, right? I mean, those crazy French people, say what you like about them on the ground, but don't mess with them in the water. Because they, like, the French know what they're doing underwater, man. They've got a pretty sweet dive set up on the go. Between the French and the American, they know what they're doing. But anyway, I digress. So, underwater archaeology is pretty interesting, and it's a good chance. I mean, it's one of the last few places you can go to, you know, loot. You know, conquer the culture.
Oh, for sure.
And take the take
virtually
the good stuff.
Unknown. There's so much sunken stuff, so much undiscovered things. It's unbelievable.
It's sexy. It's sexy, and it makes me hot. Well, which goes in with what?
We sailed the oceans for hundreds of years before air travel, and that's where all their goods were transported across the oceans, including lots of gold.
Well, and there's a lot, like this story here is a little bit, I don't know, but there's a lot of, well, there's that one off the coast of Japan, right? There's that city that no one wants to call a sunken city off the coast of Japan.
Yeah, that was cool.
And it's like, you know, 90, there's stairs and stuff, and they're like, yeah, that's a natural rock formation. Yeah, it's a stairway with a door in it and stuff.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, no, it's a natural rock formation. Well, I'm not quite high enough to buy that, man. Maybe if I went down to 300 feet for a while, you know. But sorry, dude. No, that's not a natural rock. I don't know what the fuck it is, but nobody wants to admit. Ah, it's war, damn it. Nobody knows what it is. But you know, whatever it is, it's not a rock formation, and none of the universities want to admit it's a rock formation because it pretty much screws the whole, you know, archaeology as we know it thing. That's why the guy in Egypt won't go poking around under the Sphinx. Because, no, we've already got archaeology and history all figured out. Don't go throwing more data in there that's going to screw us up.
That's right.
Now, instead
we'd
of going...
We have to redo our books.
Exactly. Now, instead of going and signing up with Paul Watson, which has, you know, no future at all... my Recommedia to you this week is brought to you by the Terrorism Research Center Incorporated. And what this is this is Blackwater. Yeah, Blackwater runs this. See, Blackwater became Z, and they have an intelligence branch called Total Intelligence Solutions. And Total Intelligence Solutions runs a training facility called the Terrorist Research Center. Now, Blackwater and all the good CIA guys, because everything's privatized and outsourced, why don't you go take the same courses that the bad guys are taking so you know what they know? Founded in 1996, the Terrorism Research Center, TRC, is an independent institute dedicated to the research of terrorism. information warfare, and security critical to infrastructure and protection, homeland security, and other issues of low-intensity political violence and gray area phenomena.
What is that?
Gray, oh, I love it. I love it.
That's a good word. That's
gray
good wordage.
Area phenomena. Sean, you totally murdered those people and took all their gold. They weren't really pirates. Well, that's gray area phenomena, Sim. TRC.
Even has the word gray in there for like the gray.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I never awesome. Good eye. See, we'll make a believer out of you yet. TRC has trained thousands of military intelligence and law enforcement, corporate executives, first respond. Well, wait a minute. Why is, you know, the head of Best Buy learning how to kill primaries? Corporate executives.
You never know.
This is the most cyberpunk. This is Street Samurai training right here. This is one of the most cyberpunk stories I've carried on Newsreel. First responders, they train all these people on topics of terrorism. TRC has a wealth of instructors who bring real-world experience to realistic training modules, blah, 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 blah. And they lay out their training catalog for 2010. So you could just go down there and take courses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what they're doing, right? So if you had a couple bucks and you wanted to go get into that as a career, as your field or whatever, I would just, you know, go take a bunch of these courses, see if it's something you're interested in. And that's how you wind up making connections. You can bet that the top people in all those classes don't remain unemployed. Think about it.
Like, I bet not.
Yeah. So they're going to do, if you make the background check. But I think it's incredible that that kind of training and information was like ultra top secret. But now, if you got the bucks, hey, man, just go in there. You can take all the training you want and get to know exactly what the New World Order is going to do in the way of tactics. What an interesting way to do that. If you happen to have, you know, a trust fund and you want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good way to go. That's mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's my Recomedia for the day. Pretty good setup for the new year. You know, covert, convert, and conquer. And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, we'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. It's been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. If you cannot donate to the show, please distribute. If you can donate, please do so by clicking on the Donate tab on the Dark Atlas website or send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 95089, 370 East Broadway, Vancouver, BC, Canada, V5T1W0. And for the, I have no digital baptisms, but I do want to thank the Army of the Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel@rantradio.com. Be sure to sign up for the Rant newsletter by sending an email to info@rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, please check out the Psytrance, because, you know, hey, I'm all about Psytrance. And check out some hard dance. And all that, too, because I enjoy, you know, the different... Go check out some digitally imported sometimes. It's a good station. They got some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We should get something like that. We should do that. We should have something like that. You know, I've been doing it a while. I enjoy it. But let's talk about...
They do it so well. No need to compete.
All right. We've had this conversation before, of course. Of course. But,
yes.
You know, let's talk about some music that came from Patient Zero's album, Iconoclasm.
Woo-hoo.
Who inside of, you know, we've got Tackcraft inside of Second Life, his Patient Zero, who came out with this album. And there's one track on there called Verrückt, which is German, of course, for insane, right? But what he did is he actually took samples from the Bloodstained Rabbit and put it in there. Yeah, it's in the midpoint of the song.
Clever boy.
Well, it was good. It was kind of, because it started playing, and then you hear this Dr. Hans Verrückt, and it sounds like this woman paging Dr. Hans Verrückt or whatever, and I was like, wait a minute. But it's kind of,
wow.
His stuff, to describe it, I mean, he's very definitely evolving. Like, right now, it reminds me a lot of Frontline Assembly, Front 242, Skinny Puppy kind of feel to it. Very,
yes, it does, yes.
I'd call it like cyber goth for the lack of a better term. I would class it as if you like Skinny Puppy. I don't care for the slower stuff, Big Shock. I like the faster stuff he's done. I didn't put the Verrückt song on the end of the show today. I did a different song called Information, which I liked a little bit better. Actually, I really enjoyed it. And what I would think, what I'd be excited, you know, being, I'm going to be like a big bigot here, and I'm going to just like, you know, go off and say, like, if I was to kind of point this guy in a direction, which something which I'd like to see him be influenced by, I think that he should, you know, take his cyberpunk goth sound and then begin doing, like, attack raids on gabber music genres, hardstyle and psytrance, but maintaining that gritty kind of almost horrorcore feeling that he's got, but they got to speed it up. A lot of the stuff that these horrorcore guys do, it's always like, you know, heavy distortion and dragging chains and all that kind of stuff to try to keep that sort of sort of feel in there. But I'm excited to see his next album as well. This one's got some really good stuff on it. There's going to be a lot of people who disagree because a lot of people like the slower stuff. So this is purely, you know,
I liked it
because
it had cleaner vocals, and I like cleaner vocals, so that's probably where we differ. You like the harder vocals.
Yeah, I like Rob Zombie. Right.
Lighter vocals.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it all depends, but regardless of what I say or what you say or what anyone says, this person has gone too far now to quit. They can't just stop making music now because this is like, you know, by the time he's got at this level to have an album with this much talent so early.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, like you're getting your like protege kind of material. So
well, that's what happens when you put out 7 albums in a year.
Yeah.
he's a machine.
Yeah, it's learning, and I would definitely encourage that because if he continues this process inside of 5 years, he... You know, he won't need to know my name. You know, he'll be taking over the world. So, and more power to you, man. Of course, you need to cut me a check for, you know, a bunch of money. But, you know, there we go. But anyway, next weekend, next week, if you make it to the show on January 7th on 2010, it's right after this show. There's going to be a release party. So you come to Second Life, it's going to be there. If you're having problems getting here, just do a search for TakCraft, TakKraft. To find him, and anyone near Hunker Downs who look like they might actually be a crazy person, they're proud to be a fan, so we're going to be getting more people in. They'll probably enjoy the show. Good time to be had by all. Have you got anything you want to add to the show tonight, Simi?
No, I'm pretty good. I'll see everybody at the 11th anniversary. Well, this will be in the past, but we'll have a good one.
We saw everyone.
We saw everyone, and it was amazing.
It was, except for that one crazy woman with the straight razor.
Yeah,
we had to contain that. That's kind of brutal. Luckily, you know, you're Tazor, so you can handle that shit. Anyway, remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.